Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. We are the world. We are the ones that must continue to give and save each other. Today we're back with my guest, Bathsheba Wyatt Draper, Operation Haiti, Walking to Freedom. When I was young, I found out that the big toe always ends up making a hole in a sock. So I stopped wearing socks. That was a quote from Albert Einstein. But today, my guest, Bathsheba Wyatt Draper, who is the founder and president of Power of Women Incorporation, is going to talk to you, my listening audience, on how important it is to have socks and what they are doing with her organization to bring about a difference. Welcome, Bathsheba, to In the Know with Mo.
In the Know with Mo. Thank you so very much for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak to your listeners. Thank you for understanding what many take for granted, and that is the need for a pair of socks. Socks are extremely important. We just take it for granted. We don't realize how much socks protect our feet from fungus and infection and how much comfort they bring to us when we wear them in our shoes. But for those who are walking to freedom and usually only have what's on their back, a pair of socks is the least of their concerns. But if we can provide them with a pair of socks, it can help them go that extra mile. It can help them have a sense of comfort. It can help them to focus on their vision. It can help them see a little clearly the road ahead because their feet are not sweating, their feet are not hurting. So socks are very important. So I'm sitting around the table with a group of women, and we're trying to see what we can do. What can we agree on? And we agreed that socks are important. And so we decided to get together as the organization, the Power of Women, and we are having a sock fundraiser. Now, it's going to be the first day of Kwanzaa at the Southside YMCA on 6330 South Stony Island in Chicago, Illinois. And we're collecting socks for men, women, and children. Now, I cannot tell you how important this is. You know, socks are the number one request in the homeless shelter.
Uh-huh.
So now if the homeless people in the shelter looking for socks, you know the people sleeping up under the overpasses and walking the highways and byways to try to get to what they presume to be the promised land need a pair of socks. So what we're asking people to do is to donate socks. Bring socks. You can drop socks off at the Y if you can't make it to the event on the day after Christmas. You can drop some socks off at Rainbow Push, and I'll come by and get them. And it's just a very important thing, something as small as a pair of socks. I didn't realize how important my socks really were until I started doing some research about socks. But what I noticed was all the pictures that I saw, most of the pictures I saw of the people that were marching, you know, coming to the border, they did not have on socks. And that bothered me. And it bothered some other women. And I'm hoping that it will bother some people that are listening to the show today and let them feel that they want to do something. A random act of kindness, a pair of socks. If you cannot get the socks to us, you can send us a donation and say donation for socks, and we will buy socks with the money that you send us. We are the Power of Women, Inc. We're at 1440 West Taylor Street in Chicago, Illinois. Our email is powerwomeninc@gmail.com. Our phone number is 773-540-0474. And you can reach out to us. We are looking for people that want to work with us. Maybe you have a group that wants to collect some socks and bring them to us. We'd be more than happy to work with you. Because what we want to do, well, now we've contacted the Haitian consulate here in Chicago. We talked to the people in Indianapolis where some Haitians had been, refugees had went. So we have people that are available to give the socks to. We can get them to the people. We just need to get the socks. And what's so important, Mo, is having people like you who are willing to make their shows available to get the message out. Because I asked a lot of people, and a lot of people have not responded. So I appreciate you, as always, though, getting out the story about the little people.
Yeah.
You know, about the things that people don't always want to talk about. You know, yes, there are so many things going on in this world, but these socks are important, too.
Now, let me ask you, we were on the show before Walking to Freedom, and Sharon, who is back here on our show today, thank you, Sharon, for texting in. She's from Chicago. Sharon wants to know, of all the people that need socks across the nation, why did your organization select Haiti?
Because we saw the people from Haiti crossing, you know, back when it was big news for the media. We saw the people crossing, and I noticed they did not have on socks. And that struck me, and I thought about how they're walking out there on that hard ground, that hot ground, without socks on in their shoes. I know how painful that can be. That's how we pick them. That's how we pick them.
Now, Christopher from Ohio, thanks, Christopher, for tuning in. He wants to know, could socks be a cultural thing? Because he grew up in the South. I grew up in the South, and we didn't wear shoes or socks growing up. And I am now 56 years old. So I just want to know, are socks coming to be a big thing now? Because growing up as a little kid in the South, we didn't wear socks, and we didn't go outside with shoes on.
Well, Christopher, bless your heart, because up north where I came from, we had to wear socks every day. I wish I'd have been down south with you, Christopher, but up north here, we had to wear socks every day. So I think it might have something to do with where you grew up, the environment that you were in, because in Chicago, where I grew up at, we had to wear socks and shoes. We had to wear socks every day. You couldn't go outside without no socks and shoes on.
Yeah. Now I go outside about socks in the wintertime, but I'm getting my act together. I'm getting my act together because I do see the importance, and it also cuts down the smell in my shoes, too. So, people, I mean, the socks play a big role. I was just saying I had donated so many clothing items to Salvation Army and to another institution that I gave away my good Dr. Martin shoes. And so I said, I looked around, I said, my goodness, I'm going to be the only one in the wintertime with socks on, with sandals. And people said, oh, no, you don't wear socks with sandals. But you do, because in Haiti, they wear a lot of sandals, and those socks are going to make a big difference in those sandals. It's going to comfort their walk. It's going to put more cushion on their feet when they have those sandals
on. And it also protects their feet from dirt. You know, you're walking, and the sandals, your feet are open and accessible to the climbing, the things that you're walking through. So the socks help you protect you from that.
Yes, yes. Now, your event, your fundraiser, which is going to be Day of Kwanzaa, which is Umoja, which is unity, is there a fee or cost to attend the fundraiser?
No, there's no fee. We're asking people to donate something. If you'd like to make a donation to the organization, we appreciate it, but it's not required.
Okay. Now, you did get the address, but you didn't get the time.
The time is 10 to 3.
10 to 3. 10 to 3. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
And it's,
and that's
okay.
At the,
and it's a perfect
time. South
Side
Y.
The
I'm
South
sorry?
Side Y.
Right. Uh-huh. At 63, I think it's 6330 South Stony Island, right on the corner.
Oh, people know where that Y is. So Umoja,
yeah.
The first day of Kwanzaa, which is unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And it's a perfect opportunity. This is the perfect time. And those that are listening, you can drop socks off at Rainbow Push, and she will come by and pick them up. And if you like, you can contact me and drop socks off to me also, because it's a need.
Yes.
We need donations for socks. I know there's a couple of people collecting T-shirts and blankets, but a pair of socks means a lot. Now, is there a certain type of sock, knee length or ankle length,
no,
or just
no,
any type?
No, we just want socks for children and for women. You know, a lot of times people buy men's socks, you know, get those tube socks. But we need socks to cover women's ankles, too, not just those little socks, you know, that just go to. We need the ankles. We need socks to go up past the ankle. And we need children to have regular socks that go up past the ankle, not those little socks that you fit in your gym shoes. So we really need to have some socks that are going to protect the feet. But we really need women and children's socks more, because people tend to buy more men's tube socks. That's the sock of choice.
Yes. And you prefer to have a cotton sock. A cotton sock is more absorbent.
Yes. Oh, yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But we're not going to turn those socks away. But, yes, that's what we prefer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we prefer.
Exactly.
We appreciate the effort of whatever people bring, you know. I was in the store the other day.
How is your donation so far?
Well, I personally have almost 50 pairs of socks that people have donated that just got given to me in my home.
Okay.
I got 50 of them myself. I mean, that's not a lot, but it is a lot.
It is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
You know, and I'm just one person. And so, of course, we'd like to have several hundred pairs of socks. You know, we really and truly would. And I remember, Mo, the young lady who called in before about the socks for the school. If she's listening, I wish she would call us, because that's laid in my heart about the children being at school without socks. And that's something that I talked about with the board about putting together a sock box, you know, in the school, and where the children could go get a pair of socks if they need it. They don't have to come up in front of the whole class, you know, to get a pair of socks. They could go get a pair of socks and just put them on, come on in class. Nobody needs to know they got the socks out the box.
Exactly. And there are some schools. I know I'm a retired teacher from Sawyer, and we had socks, tops, pants, and belts, because belts is an issue, too, that they need. And they will come in, go into the office, or certain teachers will have those things, and they will put them on and be ready for the day. It makes a difference. A child can learn better when they are feeling comfortable and love when they love themselves. You know, it's hard to come to school and, you know, we still live in a society where people want to make fun of because they don't know no better. But you're right. A child can learn better when they have eyeglasses to see, when their hair is neatly done. I know my daughter and I had stayed after school and did a couple of kids' hair, so they would look decent the next day. You know, so it makes a difference. And just like they have the food boxes outside in certain neighborhoods, and they have book boxes in certain neighborhoods, sock box in the schools would really be nice.
Yeah, I think that's something, you know, but it takes the school or the teachers to let us know that the need is there, because we don't know. But if they reach out to us, we'd be more than happy to try to work on making that happen. But then that takes a principal with vision and not a lot of false pride.
Exactly. No. And this is why your organization comes into play, because the power of women, as you know, if anything's going to get done, it's going to be on the back of the women. The women are the power right. brokers.
Right. And what we want to do, what makes us unique, is we work on the things that women agree on. We don't argue mm-hmm. about the stuff we don't agree on. We try to mm-hmm. focus on the things that we agree on, because if we agree on it, then we can work on it and make it happen.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and so that's
I see more women stand up in the press conferences. Every press conference I see is headed by men, but I like to see more women stand together in press conference when it comes to our missing children, when it comes to the violence in our community against our children, even against our women. You know, women will have to stand up for us.
Yeah. We agree. I want you to know that is on the table. We've been talking about it, because we bring a different fight to the party, to the game,
mm-hmm,
to the
mm-hmm.
war. When we stand together, there's a different message. But we've got to come together, and we got to have a plan. We have to be organized, you know. We have to be willing to understand that our presence is where the power is. Not everybody's having something to say. Our presence is where the power is. And then having a unified statement, and then having an action.
Yes,
there's so much that we can do. I totally agree. And I've had that conversation with my board, and we're trying to do things decent and in order. We're not in a rush. We don't have to be number one. We want to be a part of something that's going to work, though. So we are technically looking at some areas where there are situations ongoing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there need to be 200 or 300 women standing at that mic right now. I believe
exactly.
if it happened, there would be things would be done different.
And not only that, because of your organization taking this step for Operation Haiti, walking to freedom, I would like to see your organization, along with my organization and another organization, register at least 1,000 women to vote. Because women need to understand the power of the vote. And I'm talking about all women, including our ex-felons. The ex-felons here in the state of Illinois have the power to vote. And so organizations like yourself, every last one of your board members now should be trained to be registrars. Each one of them.
Mo,
and
that's our mandate.
That.
We already on that. We already on that. And every meeting we have, there will be a voter registration table. That's
very
part of
good.
Who we are, getting people registered to vote. It's just a part of our conversation, period.
Period. It's needed because it's past time for women to break the glass ceiling. It's time for women to take their true roles of leadership. Men always say, well, now you can't be no leader. You know, who calls you to be a leader? A leader is not appointed. I mean, you stand up and fight for what you believe is right. I always dare somebody to tell me what I couldn't do, you know. But just like this Operation Haiti, collect and stop, those of you that are listening, and I have a lot of you on this board that are tuned in, that are listening, and you're not making any comments, but I know you're listening. We need donations. They need donations
right.
of new socks, not some socks laying around and doing war one time and say, oh, I'm not going to wear these no more. We need some new socks for those in Haiti walking to freedom.
Look, Mo, there you go teaching again. Well, Mo, you and I both have been on that voter registration train a long time. Registered a lot of people in our time. Been deputy registrar for a long time. And the reality is, it's what we do. And I could not be a part of an organization that did not understand the necessity of that. Because this is what I tell my people. When you stand up to somebody, whether an elected official or a corporation or business, what do they want to know? Are you registered voters?
Exactly.
They want to know that before they want to know who you voted for. They want to know if you're registered voters. Because that's where
that's
the power
right.
is. That's how the game is played. If you don't have the money, you ought to have a vote.
Exactly.
So we're definitely about that.
And I am going to reach out to some of these powers. We have so many, we have so many millionaires here in the city of Chicago, black millionaires. And we need to reach out. Listen to me speaking French. Reach out to them. What kind of donation they can give to the donation or financial donation to help purchase. Because we all start from somewhere. I think I got a little Haitian in me. I'm trying to see it. I've been eating a lot of jerk food.
Well, you know, Mo, let me tell you, the I often tell people the requirement to be a member of Power of Woman is that you're 18 and over and you bleed red blood.
That's it.
You're looking for women that just bleeding red blood and want to be committed to getting something done. Now, if you bleeding any other color blood, then you may have to form your own organization.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking for nothing with a whole lot of restrictions. This is about diversity. This is about unity. This is about understanding that when we all stand together, that's what the power is.
Yes. Yes. And that's the truth. So I want to want you to mention your partner who is not with us today because of illness, and we wish her well.
I cannot say enough about her commitment and how much she has meant to the organization and means to the organization. Yes, let's give a shout out to her to be well. She's not able to be with us today because she's not feeling well. She has allowed us to utilize the facility of the Y, and it's just a godsend. It's just a godsend. So I know everybody's not a churchy person like me, but I'm unapologetic about God. But when he puts people in your path, she just came along and just has been such a blessing to us. So we cannot thank her enough. And we can't thank the Y because she can't do some of the things she do without the approval of the Y. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we want to thank everybody. We don't take nothing for granted. Nothing do we take for granted.
And it's such a great opportunity that you're doing it the first day of Kwanzaa, your Moja, because you're doing for other nations, but you're also fighting that exclusion with inclusion with the community. So
right.
The community gets a chance to come and network and to gather on the first day of Kwanzaa because we know about Christmas, but we don't know that much about Kwanzaa. So I think that's a perfect opportunity.
They're also going to be having a small business day. We'll start then. They're having a small business event that day where they will be highlighting small businesses, if I'm not mistaken. So we won't be the only event that day in the building, but that's another opportunity to come and reach out and learn and see with the community. So it's going to be a big day. It's going to be a big day, a lot of opportunities. But we encourage people to come. And let me also say this. People have already dropped off socks at the WAC.
Oh, that's nice. That's
good. So people have already dropped off some socks at the WAC. So, you know, I'm going to take a phrase, two phrases. One for Reverend Beryl, and that's the one that we are not so much divided as we are disconnected. And I think that's the problem with us as women. We're so disconnected because we're focused on what we don't agree on and not focused on what we do agree on. And then I'm going to take the one from Reverend Jackson, and that is keep hope alive.
That's right.
We're believing
that's
for
right.
nothing but success the day after Christmas. That's what
and I know so many schools will be, well, Friday is the last day for the schools. They'll be out for the holiday if they decide to go back because of the pandemic. But I'm going to reach out to a couple of schools and see if at 0 hours they can make some donations to your organization for socks. You know, if they just bring them in the last, they make a donation of a pair of socks.
Yeah.
And,
well,
see what
well
we
let me
there.
Just say this. That's what makes you special. You always find a way to go that extra mile for people, not because of, but in spite of. One of the things that you and I have in common is no is not an option.
No.
Because
no, you turn that word no around. When somebody tells me no, I turn that word no around. And what does that word mean turned around? It means on. That means I'm moving on to something else. So you got to look at the word no. You turn
That's
around
right.
and it's the word
Peace
on. helping us. You know, it's just like, and I just want to throw this shout out to East Hazel Crest Homewood Casino. We were awarded that.
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you. But it doesn't start. It's going to take 18 months before they even break the ground. And then the casino won't be open until 2023. But yet and still you have all these naysayers that don't attend a meeting, don't read minutes, nothing like that. And, you know, it's all about work and fighting exclusion with inclusion and embracing all the communities and surrounding communities in the casino. But now that that's a done deal, I don't want to keep hearing people harp on it and making racial comments. Let's sit down and see how we can register these people to vote and make a difference, because we have so many seats that are up. We have a lot of seats that are up, and people, especially women, I would like to see more women on the water reclamation, more women on the Cook County Board seats. But, no, we stick on one thing and we stay there. But then when you ask for four pairs, ask for four pairs, not for a book.
Yeah.
They get amnesia.
You're right.
You know.
Yeah, I know. But
so
it's people like you.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to say is people like you who have shows like yours, for those people who seek knowledge, who can listen in and find out and learn about things. And then once they get a little bit of information, now it's up to them to go out and get more knowledge and then tell somebody. You know,
exactly.
We are apologetic about sharing the truth, because it don't take much to share a lot.
Right. Exactly. We got to share. We have to share the knowledge. And, next week on my show, I'm going to have Miss Julia Johnson, who is who's a South Suburban author, and she's going to be talking about the diary of an imperfect girl, you know, things that had happened to her growing up, which needs to be addressed, and she's looking forward to participating with you also. In fact, she's on now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a lot to do. So we're coming almost to the end, so give us that information, Operation Haiti, Walk into Freedom, donation stops, give us information on when, where, and time.
Okay, once again, that's going to be on the day after Christmas, Kwanzaa. It's going to be at the Southside Y, and it starts at 10 o'clock. We will be accepting socks and sock donations and donations to the organization, should you choose to do so. We are at 1440 West Taylor Street, Suite 1876, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our phone number is 773-540-0474. I am Bathsheba Wyatt Draper, and I am the founder, but I'm also just one of the servants. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you. You have been listening to Bathsheba Wyatt Draper, president and founder of Power of Women, Inc., and Operation Haiti, there is a need for donations of stock. So I will be putting the flyer up. And next week, my guest, Ricola Johnson, and she will be discussing her book, The Diary of an Imperfect Girl. So I want you to tune in that Sunday on the 19th. And for those of you that are tuned in now and have texted me, I want to thank you. Thank you. And let's get out and help the Power of Women with donations and stock. Meet us. Make a donation. Until then, stay focused and be blessed. In their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on.